That language made higher than the heavens isn't just some poetic description of where Jesus is, where you think, you know, that's a poetic way of putting his ascension. Made higher than the heavens. This has significance to your life. Because you read the headlines and you wonder what's going on in the world, and then you come back and say, he's in the heavenly places, he's in that exalted position, far above all principality and power and might and dominion and every name that is named, not only in this world but also in that which is to come. And he's put all things under his feet and gave them to be the head over all things to the church. That is, he is governing his people, and nothing, no name, no entity, no power, no politician, no nation, no empire can hinder him in his work. Nothing. Nothing. Satan is subservient. His minions are subservient. Everything serves him in his cause. Everything. So when you're afraid of something, why are you afraid? Why are you afraid? Does the child who stands there, where maybe a teenager, maybe he's 12 years of age, and a teenager, 16, starts coming up to him and bullying him, and his father, who's a 3-times black belt in taekwondo or something, comes out and stands there. Is that child afraid? No. No. Because while he's standing there, there's absolutely no way this guy can do anything. No fear. He's impervious to fear. He can't even, he's like, he just looks over and he sort of laughs. What are you going to do? What are you going to do? Even try. Try. And what is that compared to Christ, the Son of God, made higher than the heavens, everything under him, everything subservient to him, and he is governing over every single event to the end that his church may be preserved, that his name would be glorified through her, and everyone would be gathered, not one of them lost, and his cause brought to perfect end, as he has ordained.